Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Jen Johns about spirit guides.
And meditation is an interesting thing. It's something that I'm just speaking from my own personal experience. It's difficult as hell to try and kind of get into, especially someone like myself where I'm super analytical at everything. And I have a thousand questions.
I am too.
Yeah, and it's not that I don't want to or I don't believe in the power of it by any means. I do. I believe that it is there. And in the right mindset, it can be extremely powerful. But sometimes it's so difficult to just kind of get into that place. How, I mean, if you were to give someone advice, like myself, that is like, okay, I believe it's there. I believe there's power to it. How does one kind of let go enough to have kind of the relationship and the experience that you have with it to have those sort of experiences?
I would say in the last 10 years, what's been working for me is I use, because my brain's all over the place, mm-hmm. okay? And, you know, I'm 47 years old, so I'm going through the perimenopausal, so my brain is really just all over. Mm-hmm. So the only way that I can actually focus, and it sounds weird because it doesn't sound like I'm focused, I find a certain type of meditation that works really, really well for a busy mind. And these are meditations that are music, but there are certain frequencies that hit certain parts of your brain. So you can work, you know, on the computer like I do, and it still absorbs into your subconscious. So you're not having to sit still and try to, you know, think of nothing, because that's impossible for me. I can't sit still and think of nothing. It just doesn't work.
Sure.
Some people can. I'm not one of them. When I started out with all this, I was doing the guided meditations, but then I found that I was still spacing out, thinking about other things. So I felt like it wasn't really doing enough. Then I moved up to affirmations, video affirmations. Actually, one of my favorite people, Kenneth Suarez on YouTube, has some fabulous I am affirmations, and they work. If you use them every day for at least 30 days, you will see change for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He has a huge variety of different types of meditation, you know, depending on what's going on in your life that you need some help with, or, you know, it's like self-help stuff. You need more focus. Okay, well, here's this one. You're working on trying to manifest more prosperity. Okay, use this one. I mean, so there's a variety. So there's that type. And again, it's one that I can listen to while I'm working. So I'm able to be industrious and still feed my brain.
Yeah.
Or like I said, there's the type that's all music, and they have some that are 15 minutes, some that are 30 minutes, some that are hours. I mean, it just depends on what you want to do, but they have some that you can listen to while you're sleeping too. Mm-hmm. And same thing, it's certain frequencies in the music, tones that hit your subconscious, and it gets a message through that, you know, you're not even aware of. But if you do it every day for 30 days, you do notice a significant difference. So yeah, those are the type that I constantly recommend to my clients when I do readings, and they're like, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm so jealous. I don't know how to make myself stop being jealous. Okay, well, here's a perfect meditation. Yeah. Try this for 30 days, you know? And it does. It's kind of like hypnosis, only you're not going under. You're completely alert. You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know that nobody's telling you to lift your arm and fart, you know? I mean, so it's safe. It's a safe method.
Let's talk about, you know, some of the messages that you get sometimes, you know, from a spirit guide or things of that nature. And you had mentioned earlier that sometimes they don't always tell you the truth. I mean, just as people don't always tell you the truth.
Well, no, ghosts don't tell you
ghosts.
The truth.
Okay, ghosts don't tell you the truth. I want to correct that then. Okay, then ghosts don't always tell you the truth. Okay,
don't always tell you the truth because they don't have to.
Okay.
So, spirit guides will always tell you the truth. Okay. They will not lie. They are connected kind of with your intuitive self, your inner light. So it's almost like another projection of you. As someone else, I don't know. It's really difficult to explain.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that a little bit in terms of, you know, when you're getting a message from the other side, whether it be, you know, if you're open enough to it without having to use a device or anything, you're just kind of getting it. Is it always clear as to who that message is coming from, and then deciphering, okay, is this the truth? Is this a fact from a spirit guide, or is this something that someone else is giving you from the other side that it may not necessarily be accurate?
Well, in for myself personally, I find that my guides only tell me something if it's pertinent to what I'm doing, or, you know, if they tell me to slow down on the freeway or something like that. They're alerting me because there's obviously a cop 2 miles up or something, you know. They won't say that part. They'll just say slow down, and that's all I pick up on. And I know it's them because who else is going to tell me that? So I guess it's the way that things come across that help me to differentiate who it's coming from. As far as like the dead, if they like randomly pop in my head, which is very rare. I kind of have this natural boundary, and to be honest, I don't know how I created it, but I have some kind of boundary that keeps them from just invading and talking to me when I'm not talking to them, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's a lot of people that don't have that boundary, and unfortunately it scares the crap out of them because they have ghosts talking to them all the time. I have mine in place, and maybe my guides help me with it. I'm not really sure, but typically they don't talk unless I ask them. So only if I open myself to them do they talk. I don't typically have relatives come through either unless I'm talking to them. So, I mean, nobody randomly just comes through, mm-hmm. is what I'm getting at. This can happen for other people, so I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for me, unless there's something that's getting ready to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But a good example, and, you know, sometimes my husband kind of doubts my ability here and there. He's usually pretty good about it, though. But 2 nights ago, I was just watching something on TV, laying in bed, and I thought to ask my spirit guides, is he really going to go out of town this weekend to help his dad with the boat? And my spirit guide says, no, he's not going to go. And I said, well, why? And I was told that it had something to do with somebody that's helping his dad. Because there's another guy involved in it. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday he comes home and tells me he's not going because the guy that's helping his dad is not able to do it this weekend. I thought,
yeah.
Wow, okay. I guess they were right.
Yeah. I mean,
they still surprise me all the time.
I mean, that's an interesting concept there. I mean, just the fact, I mean, are spirit guides able to see into the future would be the blunt question.
They can see everything.
Okay.
And even when they can't tell me about something that I really want to know, they will tell me it's going to work. Just relax. Have patience. Trust it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, have patience. Oh, come on. You know, I'm always fighting with them because I don't have patience very well. And I don't like being told to wait. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes I question the things that they say to me, you know, like them saying that he wasn't going to go to the boat. And I thought, why wouldn't he? You know, because he really wants to. So.
Sure.
And I asked about camping, if he was going to camp, and they told me probably not. And that seems to be the case now, but I, my analytical mind, because I am a Sagittarius, so I am constantly analyzing everything. I take what they say to me with a grain of salt, which I should just accept it as is, but they know how I am, so...
Except mm-hmm.
me.
Sure. Let's talk about the idea of, you know, when you're communicating with something out there, staying safe from something negative coming in and communicating with you. Is that really a matter of having the protection like you had talked about earlier? Or can negative things slip through? Because obviously we see it, you know, and everybody jumps to that on every television show in the world where it's, oh, right. It's the devil or evil or this is coming through. But I mean, obviously that's not always the case, but there certainly right. are negative things out there. How does one stay safe from something negative coming through if they are opening those doors and they want to have that relationship with something on the other side that can be positive? And it sounds like you have a very positive relationship with that. How does one, you know, maintain that without the danger or the fear that, well, something else is going to slip through the cracks here as well?
Again, I think it has to do with learning how to protect yourself and how to stay on your guard.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, you have to do a lot of grounding. And what I say by grounding, if people don't know what I'm talking about, is being able to go and put your feet in the dirt or the grass or the lake or, you know, whatever, and actually take, you know, large, deep breaths and let nature ground you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel like you are absolutely anchored in to whatever you're standing on. You can even put your back to a tree and just feel like you're becoming one with that tree. You have to do that sort of thing periodically. I mean, as long as you stay grounded, it's hard for anything to push you spiritually. And that's what the nasties, I call them the nasties, that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They want to push you. And they want to push you off your guard. This is how people become possessed.
Mm-hmm.
They start out slow, just doing regular paranormal activity, just to, you know, pique your interest. But then they start getting more and more sinister with their actions. Then they start isolating you from everybody, making everybody think that you're nuts. Because you're the only one experiencing these things and nobody believes you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they basically keep knocking you down until you're in the depths of despair. And that is when they say, I will make it all better for you. Just let me in.
Yeah.
And of course, that person's so broken down, they're going to say, okay.
Sure.
And then boom. It's, you know, but that's how that works. As far as anything coming through sinister for me, I usually come across the assholes. And I say that because they were that way when they were alive. And so if there's, you know, still ghosts and they're in this realm, they're trapped because they haven't moved on, or they're attached to something that's still here, or someone that's still here. They're, or, you know, they can't let go of their house. What, you know, whatever it is that their choice, that they're still here.
Yeah.
They're going to be exactly the way they were when they were alive. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed. They haven't crossed over to the other side where they need to go. So until they pass through that, then yeah, they're the same person.
Yeah.
So I've come across a lot of jerks, and I accept it as such. I know that they're just jerks by the way they're talking and stuff. They're not, you know, these are the ones that, you know, scratch people and stuff like that, because they would have done something like that when they were alive. They would have been like, get the hell out of my house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're still that way now. So
sure,
that's not any different. I've never come across a demon. I'm not saying that they don't exist, okay, because I have a lot of demonologist friends. I've just never come across any. And to be honest, I'll probably be, you know, scared out of my mind if I come across one.
Do you attribute that to just kind of how protective you are and the measures that you take to not fall into that area where you're just basically not a good target for a demon or something of that nature?
Yes. I am way too mentally strong for a demonic spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that, because my mind is not weak. I don't allow anything to break me down. If anybody breaks down, it's me.
Sure.
You know, on my terms. And I pull myself back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've had people try to hypnotize me before and stuff like that for fun. And it never works on me because my brain is too, or myself, I'm too strong. I have a strong wall up that doesn't let anything get in there.
Yeah.
So that's how, excuse me, that's how it works for me. But everybody's different. Everybody's on a different level. But I do find that if you ground and meditate with some kind of frequency, I think you can make yourself strong so that you're not susceptible.
Susceptible.
Stumbling over my words. Not enough coffee yet.
Trust me, I do it all the time. Yeah. Malevolent is my bad word. I can never say that correctly. But yeah.
And I find the older I get, the worse it gets. I start forgetting words entirely.
Oh, my God. Yes, I completely agree. Yeah, I start to feel like I'm five all the time. So don't feel bad. Tell me about, we're talking about, you talked about cryptids earlier, and, uh-huh. and that's an interesting topic. It's something I don't dive into very much on the program, but it is something that does kind of fascinate me, because we talk about all different, you know, areas with that. What do you believe those things are? You have everything from Bigfoots to goat man to, you know, you name it. There's all the world of that. It's almost like a Marvel, you know, universe of cryptids.
It's a much bigger thing than people are open to accept.
Yeah.
I think that all these creatures are essentially kind of manifested by us. And I'm not saying, oh, people are crazy, they're delusional, they're seeing stuff that's not there. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, if we have the power, because we come from source, and if we've created everything else, which essentially that goes along with it, is that you know, we are one with the tree. So, but we created the tree. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We separated the tree from us. So it is freestanding. It's there. So I believe that we have done that with everything else. Including all these new species of animals that keep popping up.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to admit, our imaginations are pretty fantastic. So if our imaginations are like that, then certainly we can think up monsters.
Sure. Sure.
So that's the way I see cryptids. I see them as just being more stuff that we've manifested, more creatures that we've manifested. And I do think they're out there. You know, just like all these animals. There's also, on the flip side of that, there are also other negative things that keep coming out that, you know, no one's ever known about before. So, I mean, you know, if you start seeing, and I watch Dead Files a lot because I really love Amy and Steve. And ironically, I like to use shows like that to test my own ability because it brushes up my remote skills. Mm-hmm. And I actually can pick up on quite a bit on the locations that they go to.
Yeah.
And she usually will end up verifying what I'm picking up on. Like a few minutes later, she'll say something and I'll be like, yep. And that was just what I felt.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Jen Johns about spirit guides. A big thank you to her for joining us on the program and sharing her experiences and thoughts with us. And thank you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love,
and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.